Going Greyhounds is brought to you by the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction, nursery to the stars. Sunday, November 26 from 10 a.m.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
28 to 11, Dave Carlton joins us now. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kyles. Hope you've had a great weekend. I've had a pretty good one.
Fantastic, mate. We get plenty happy with the doggies, as always.
Absolutely. And Going Greyhounds is brought to you by the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction, nursery to the stars. The puppy auction on Sunday week, November 26 from 10 a.m. I'll be speaking to Richmond Chief Brad Adam a little bit later on. But it's been another great week of greyhound racing and a sensational one with an extraordinary occurrence at Gawler in South Australia last night. Mm-hmm. You probably heard Terry and the team from the Big Sports Breakfast talking about it. Sean, in race 10, a duck flew directly into the favourite Lockerel, which then fell. And look, I am pleased to report that both dog and duck are doing well.
Goodness me, what odds. That reminded me of that day at Sandown in Melbourne when the seagulls took off in front of the face of the field. Jockeys and horses, it's a wonder. And, I mean, we can chuckle at things like that, but I tell you what, it can be life-threatening.
Absolutely. That was around about 2004, 2005 when that happened. Mm. Hundreds of seagulls in the straight at Sandown, and luckily everyone was okay from that. Well, Sean, my first guest is the trainer of Lockerill, the dog which was hit by the duck, and that is Rebecca Macaulay-Fry. Now, look, the most alarming thing, apart from the incident itself, I found, and a lot of people found, is that the race was not declared a no race. And I know Rebecca's totally flabbergasted. I totally agree with everyone, because social media has been going off about it. She's on the line now, Beck. Beck, good morning, and thank you for joining us. Is that the strangest thing you've ever seen on a racetrack?
Most definitely. Not very often that you have ducks in the middle of a racetrack, but we do have a river that runs alongside the track, and they quite often come up to graze on the grass. But I don't think we've ever had an incident where a dog's been hit. They've been hit by the lure, but definitely not a dog. So.
Yeah, wow. Just an incredible sight. I mean, it was Sunday night, around about 9 p.m. New South Wales time. I was watching, and then all of a sudden social media has exploded. Look, it was a case of hold all tickets after the dogs crossed the line, but apparently when you approached the stewards, they told you it was going to be all clear.
Yeah, well, I went up and asked, would it be a no race? And they said, basically the race would go ahead. And at that stage, I was a bit fiery, and I just walked away because I just didn't think it was fair, because not only did Smokey fall and lose his chance of a place, there are a few other dogs as well. So I feel sorry for the other trainers, that their dogs had also missed out on the biscuits, basically. So
yeah, well, Lockerill was well backed and was moving in, was in clear second place, coming off the back and coming around the circle towards the home turn. And that's exactly where it happened. It was quite extraordinary. But the most important thing, Beck, is that Lockerill's okay.
Yeah, he's fine this morning. He's up bouncing around. And I went out there earlier and he's up giving me hugs and everything. And I checked over for bruising. He's pulled up really well. So hopefully the duck's done the same when he flew off last night. So.
Absolutely. Well, look, it's not the first hurdle that your dog's had to overcome. Apparently he was bitten by something recently.
Yeah, going back about 6 weeks ago, I went to get him checked and his front leg was all swollen and had bruising everywhere, and we think he might have been bitten by a centipede or something. So it's been a long process with him, but we're just getting back into good form, and unfortunately this happened. So.
Yeah, do you think it's going to be long before he's back on the racetrack?
Oh, he's pulled up fine. I can't see him. He should be in next week sometime. So it's just picking a race for him now, because we've got the Strathalbyn Cup Sunday night now. So, well, the heats of the Strath Cup on Sunday night. So it's just organising his run.
Well, I'll tell you what, they breed him tough in South Australia.
Oh, he's a tough little cookie. He might be small, but he's tough.
Well, we had the Gawler Gold Cup's only just been run in the last week or so. And last night, who would have thought, Beck, on a Sunday night, a cruisy Sunday night in beautiful downtown Gawler, something like that could happen?
It's just crazy. It's, like, you see the ducks through the afternoon, like, as the sun sets and everything, but you don't expect them to be at that time of night. And it's just an unfortunate event. And we've just got to grin and bear it and soldier on, unfortunately. But he's pulled up really well, so he'll be back hopefully next week. And hopefully he can do us proud then.
Yeah, indeed. Well, funny things have happened. Only a couple of weeks ago, I was at Taree Thoroughbreds with Priscilla Schmidt, and a kookaburra was in the straight, just at the top of the straight, and flew off as the horses came. And young apprentice CJ Graham, she was riding a horse running third on the home turn, and the kookaburra has somehow gone straight into her face. Unfortunately, the kookaburra will no longer sit in the old gum tree. And Pete Fenimore from New Zealand, who's going to be on the show a little bit later on, told me about a heat of the Wellington Cup in New Zealand several years ago. A seagull flew into the face of the dog that was leading, and the stewards did declare that a no race. So just extraordinary. I'm sure on television news around Australia, I know Nine News in Sydney are certainly going to show it, Beck. So locker room, despite what went on, is going to put himself on the national map.
The phone's just been ringing undoubtedly this morning. So it's like, yeah, I just wanted everyone to know that he is doing really well. He pulled up really fine, and yeah, he'll soldier on next week and hopefully back in the placings and that for us. So.
Well, as Daffy would say, that duck was despicable. And and Beck, the only ducks we want from now on, okay, are England ones, starting with the first cricket test at the Gabba, right?
Yes, definitely.
Well, Beck, thank you so much for joining us. Glad the doggy's okay, and we look forward to seeing Lockerill go around again, hopefully next week.
No worries. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Beck. Rebecca McCauley-Fry joining us on Going Greyhounds, and just an amazing story. Well, we move on, and on another note, it's been a sad week personally for me with the sudden passing late last week of my stepdad, Tony McShane. Originally from Armidale, he loved racing. He listened to this show every Monday, and I'm certainly dedicating today's program to him. Now, my second guest is Alan Proctor. And Alan, with his wife Christine, produced a semi-final winner of the Listed Globe Memorial at Richmond in Sydney on Friday night. And I'm talking about She's My Chickie, who clocked 30-84 in winning the opening semi, leading most of the way from box two. Alan, thanks for joining us. She jumped well, was briefly headed and hampered a little bit by the six dog before showing courage and superior speed, punching up at the first turn to score what was a decisive win.
Yeah, Dave, the six, I watched it last week. It's got good speed out of Tiffia and come across, and from behind the box, you should see it more, you know, hampered her. Dave, she's a good bitch. She's got speed. She's strong. I think the whole race revolves around two times twice Johnny Finn's dog. I reckon he's the master conditioner I've ever seen. If it leads, we're all in trouble. But I just thought the red Michael Ivers dog, tears down, will lead, and I'm just hoping I'm sitting just behind it. But, mate, you know, she's out of My Bo Fabio, a bitch I trained, Miss Chicky. I think My Bo Fabio's got two in the final, won five of the seven heats. A good young dog, puts chasing on and stamina up, Dave. But, I'm a bit confident in this bitch because I didn't give her a lot of work because I knew it was a three-week series, and she's improving all the time, but, mate, it is a good field.
Well, it is. Well, the box draw for Friday night's Listed Globe Memorial Final, Tear Town in one, She's My Chickie in two, Blitz and Mia three, two times twice, the one you mentioned for John Finn, Fernando Bale out of Chica Destacada in four, Confinement five, Abundant Asset six, Sachet seven, Winsome Express eight, Reserves Poco Dorado, the little mate to two times twice, and number 10 is Iona Fairy Tale. Well, you've got box two again, Al. It's going to be an interesting run to the first mark. She ran 5.35 to it on Friday, the same time as two times twice, which is the favourite, while Tear Town clocked 5.36 and Abundant Assets, who jumps from the green, 5.29. So that run to the first mark is going to be a cliffhanger.
Yeah, Dave, it always is. You close your eyes at the first bend. But if I can get a clean getaway, I think she can break the 5.30. But I don't think I can lead the red. I know the red only ran that last week, but he did get hampered a little, tear down. But I think he'll lead the race. That's, my opinion. I'm just hoping I'm sitting just behind him. But It's a great field. I respect every runner. These maiden races, Peter Darick at Globe Memorial, a great sponsor of Richmond. There's going to be a lot of good dogs come out of this race, and even the heats with the dogs have got beat. It was a really great series.
Yeah, indeed, She's My Chickie's little brother, King Jeremy, finished fifth in his semi. I guess he's a work in progress, Alan. He's a big boy over 37 kilos, but just hasn't been getting out quickly.
No. I nominated him for Maitland on Thursday. I was quite happy with his run. He ran 31.16 being beat, running fifth. And he's big, he's green, but it'll take him a little while, but he can run. Yeah, the litter can run. There's quite a few in the litter. There's a couple in Melbourne, and no, the litter can run. But as I say, first year sire, Mario Fabio's going terrific.
He is indeed. And Alan, look, a couple of your kennel's leading lights, unfortunately, you're on the sidelines. Tell us about national sprint finalist Beacon Street. What's he done to himself?
He's done a tendon in the final of last Saturday week, and he'll be out for about another 6 or 7 weeks. And Chevy King went brilliant on Saturday night and pulled up on 3 legs, and I took him to Matt Kwong, our vet, on yesterday, and he's done that in the hip and a bit of a metatarsal. He's still on 3 legs, so you know, you have two good dogs going around, and you're out of business.
Oh yeah, Chevy King was great the other night. Chevy King, of course, the new sensation winner. So that's terrible news. And Beacon Street, we saw him take a tumble in the Vic Peters. So look, good luck with getting them both on track, Alan. But with She's My Chickie in the final this Friday night, what are you going to do with She's My Chickie this week?
Dave, I just put her up the straight then behind the quad bike, and she'll gallop again tomorrow, same as what I did last week. I free gallop them. I never trial the dog once they're racing, and mate, she'll be jumping out of the skin. And I just keep that she's improving, like two times twice. It improved a little bit on the run. These are young dogs, and you know, whatever which dog finds that little bit, and I think she's got it in her. I think, you know, I told the owner, Michael Jones, all along, I like this bitch. There's just something about her. Yeah, yeah. So Michael Jones, he owns the sire too, Mybro Fabio. So it'll all be good, Dave.
Good stuff, Alan. Well, to you and Christine, all the very best. She's My Chickie, Box 2 in the Globe Memorial Final, Friday night at Richmond. And thanks, as always, for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks very much, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Alan Proctor there. Well, speaking of Richmond, as I mentioned earlier, Going Greyhounds, brought to you by the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction, Nursery to the Stars. It's coming up soon, Sunday week, November 26th, from 10 in the morning. You can go to richmondrichespuppyauction.com.au and you can get further details. Well, Brad Adam, the general manager of Richmond, is on the line. Good morning, Brad. It's not too far away now.
No, good morning, Dave. It certainly isn't too far away, and all the work out here at the clubs really begin in earnest now. So we're really knuckling down, and yeah, look, there's a lot of buzz and talk around the track and the club about the puppy auction. Catalogs came out last week. Everybody's rushed in to get them, and so yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed we're going to have a very, very successful auction for this year.
You betcha. Well, we're going to have a look at three different lots today. The first one by the champion Fernando Bale out of Clay Mullins' chaser, Clay yeah. Model. Only lightly raced, Clay Model was.
Only lightly raced, Dave, but 5 pups to be auctioned. Clay Model, I should say. Dave, raced 13 times, winning 3, being placed 1, running real good time at Gosford. She's won at Gardens in real good time. This is her 6th litter. She's produced the likes of Fast Acre, Clay Clan Model, Champion Model, Cabello Mucho. So plenty of good dogs have come out, and surely will be a lot, or the 5 lots will be highly sought after.
Okay, Fernando Bale out of Clay Model. What about Kinloch Bray out of Blipple? Blipple was prepared by Angela Jackson and, like Clay Model, raced only 13 times as well, but had a good strike rate.
Yep, just the 2 pups to the auction, so should be in high demand. Middle distance bitches, Dave, a lot of people think they make really ideal brood bitches. Blipple won up to 720 metres and is a litter sister to the Group 1 winner, No Donut. So these ones, if somebody's looking for that sort of greyhound to get over a little bit further distance, would definitely be on their radar.
Fantastic. Kinloch Bray out of Blipple. And the third lot we're going to talk about is Fabregas from Exhibitionist. Exhibitionist, raced by Daryl Chapman. Ran in the final of the Group 1 Brisbane Cup at Albion Park and also in the Dapto Puppy Auction Finals.
Yes, certainly did. Three pups of the Fabregas Exhibitionist to be auctioned, Dave. She won 17 race starts from 53 and placed 12 times. So it's certainly a good return to any investor. Her best winning times were at Wentworth Park. She ran in 29.70 and Dapto 29.71. So certainly a very speedy brood mum. And once again, Dave, these pups, this is why we've highlighted them for prospective buyers, will certainly be sought after. And this is what's made our auction, I think, so good to the eye so far, Dave. A lot of people, is a really top line of quality greyhounds that are going to be auctioned on the 26th of November.
Fantastic, Brad. Well, Sunday week, 10 a.m, great facilities for the entire family, and richmondpuppyauction.com.au is where you can go to find out more. And Brad, this Friday night, a massive night. We just spoke to Alan Proctor with the final of the listed Globe Memorial Maiden.
Yeah, absolutely. $15,000 to the winner. It's been run over the 3 weeks, Dave, the heats into the semis. This series this year was really well supported. So the club are on top of ourselves about how the trainers have come out and supported us. And we've been left with a really good-looking field, Dave. Alan and Christine Proctor, of course, in there. The Finns, John Finn in there with two runners. Probably my pick is two times twice, Dave. I think it could be boxed well out there, and hopefully we'll have a very competitive final come this Friday night.
You beauty. So, Brad, you're tipping the four dog for John Finn. Well, Brad, we'll speak again next week on Going Greyhounds as we get even closer to the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction for 2017. I certainly thank you. I know how busy you are. I thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Dave. And if anybody can't get their hand on the catalogue, they're all online at the richmondpuppyauction.com.au.
You beauty, Brad. Thanks very much. Brad Adam there, the general manager of the Richmond Club. Well, it's time to head to Victoria now as we creep closer to the world's richest greyhound race, the TAB Melbourne Cup, which is coming up on Friday week at Sandown. Eight heats of the Cup are going to be run this Friday night, and they're going to be mouthwatering if the preludes from last Thursday that were contested are anything to go by. I can tell you that Shona Thompson trained an incredible four prelude winners. Aston DB in 29 and 36, Big Flood 29 and 63, Despacito 29 and 60, Peter Dale 29 and 65, and she joins us now. Shona, that's what you call a pretty big night out.
It was a huge night, Dave. I'm just hoping that I haven't used up all my luck.
Oh, you've got a fantastic kennel. You're always there when the heat is on, when the big races are on. Shona, let's go through the winners one by one. Aston DB absolutely dominated from box one. His return to the winner's dais was fully deserved after being runner-up in two Group 1s previously, the Sky Racing Top Gun and the Adelaide Cup. He's run 29 and 17 at Sandown, always puts in, and has won from every box. So here's to Aston DB going forward.
Yeah, look, he was super on Thursday night. I was actually a little bit worried prior to the race, because I know the two does have early pace and can cut to the rails. But if he happens to, you know, make any mistake, he's going to be in all sorts. You know, if he'd been able to cross him, he's a big dog, so he does need to have a little bit of luck. And he came out nicely. I mean, he can jump better than he did on Thursday, but he jumped nice and he held his line into the first turn, and box one was definitely a nice advantage for him.
Shona, what about Big Flood? He's unbeaten from five Sandown starts, has a PB there of 29 and 18, and a best first split of 4.99. He's such a reliable chaser.
He is. It's just wonderful to have him back racing. He's had quite a bit of time off, and I actually didn't think he was going to make it to the heats. He won at Geelong first up in a special event on Cup night, and there was an incident after the race with the lure and catching pen couldn't be closed, and he actually ran about an extra 150 metres. So it took quite a bit out of him, and I had to scratch him from Horsham the following Wednesday, which was part of his lead-up to the Melbourne Cup. So I was a bit worried that he wasn't going to be there and be ready for a 500, but He was feeling fantastic, and a lot of credit goes to our vet, Barry Haywood. He came and checked him for me straight away, and he sort of gave the thumbs up for me to keep going on with him. And what he did on Thursday night, you know, knowing, you know, what the dog's gone through to be there, he's got a heart of gold, that's for sure.
You bet. Your third Prelude winner was the youngster Despacito, the son of Black Magic Opal and El Brooklyn. Despacito won the Great Chase final at the Meadows before running 29-60 at his Sandown debut on Thursday night. And he hasn't even turned two yet.
Yeah, no, he's just a baby. They're an exciting litter, this litter. We own El Brooklyn. So she's part of the family. She's pretty much a pet here, and my four-year-old puts her in and out every day. And she's part of the family, and obviously, you know, we owned Black Magic Opal. So we've bred this litter, and I've got a couple of them over in Tassie, over with Mick Stringer, and, Despacito here. And just what he's done already has been, you know, absolutely fantastic. And to think that now he's going to go around the Melbourne Cup Heat, you know, he's just a baby. It's, pretty remarkable.
Shona, your fourth Melbourne Cup Prelude winner was Peter Dale, Big Flood's little brother, by Banjo Boy from Easy Baby. He ran 5.08 to the first mark, 29-65 overall. Formerly trained by Des Dale. How long have you had him?
I've only had him for a couple of starts. Actually stole him from Desi. So with Big Flood here, I said you might as well bring him down as well. So Desi's done a fantastic job with his team. He's based up at Sale. He's a horse trainer as well as taken on the dogs now. And he's pretty new to the game, and he bred this litter with Frankie Stockdale. And they're a fantastic litter. Talking about the El Brooklyn Black Magic Opal litter, I'm in the Big Flood litter there. They're a phenomenal litter as well, and they've done a fantastic job with them. And that was just fantastic that, you know, Peter Dale could come out and win. He's been knocking on the door. He's had a couple of runs at Ballarat, and he sort of got fourth on his record. And if you actually watch those runs, he was held up, and, you know, he just missed the kick. And he does actually have quite a bit of early pace. So I was a bit worried from the draw on Thursday night, but he did everything right. And, you know, hopefully he can draw a box this week.
Speaking of new additions to your kennel, what about Poke the Bear? Ran a sizzling 29-38 at Sandown yesterday. You must have some exciting plans for him, Shona.
Yeah, look, him and his brother Out of Range, who won on Saturday night. He won a Grade 5 final on Saturday night at the Meadows. So I've only had them for a couple of weeks. So Darren and Mick Pulio are longtime friends of our family, and to have those two dogs make their way into the kennel, it's very exciting. They're, you know, both obviously up and racing and ready to go, and they're only young dogs as well. So I think they've had three starts between the two of them, three starts here now for three wins. So you know, definitely fantastic to have them in the kennel too.
Yeah, from exciting litter Fernando Bale from Nicky Fields. And Shona, while you're here, let's rewind now to last Monday night at the Meadows and the Group 3 Silver Bullet. Bewildering. Great strength to win in 29-75 from box four. Beat the Top Gun champ Uphill Jill and your kennel mate Aqua Cheetah. Really, really, really deserved that victory.
He did, yeah. I don't think anyone would doubt that he's, you know, probably the fastest dog in the country right at the moment. I mean, he's proven that in the Speed Star. He's a very, very fast dog, and really excited to have him back at Sandown this Friday night as well. You know, he's done everything right. His lead-up campaign has just all gone to plan, and, yeah, very excited to have him back at Sandown on Thursday as well. It'd be nice to have him go around in one of the heats of the Cup.
You're right, the Speed Star champ. And finally, Shona, your son Ben, he's a great young bloke. He's a leading apprentice jockey in Victoria. And with some fellow riders, he's formed a Greyhound Owners Syndicate. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the boys are constantly on it, Ben. You know, they want to get involved. And actually bred a couple of litters. I'm a geisha girl litter with Kinloch Bray, and a pup out of her first litter, which is a sister to Pop the Cork, to Kinloch Bray as well. So when that litter came along, I said to Ben, you know, you should buy a couple of bitches here for a bit of involvement. So he spoke to a few of the boys, and they were pretty keen. So I think we've got about eight jockeys. They've got sort of three pups between them. But, yeah, I think there's quite a few more that would like to get involved as well. I mean, out is watching Ben at the races, and I think their out is the dog. So it's still, you know, part of racing, but it's something totally different. So, yeah, the boys are pretty keen, and they come to the races quite a bit, and they're always keen to come here and see the dog. Now, it's just really nice to have them involved, and, yes, like a little bit of an out for them that, unfortunately, I don't think many of them will be able to come with the Melbourne Cup being on a Friday night this year that they'll be riding. But, yeah, no, the boys definitely follow all the dogs, and half the time they tell Ben how the dogs have gone. If he's missed the races, the boys keep him up to date.
No, that's fantastic. It's great that they are involved, and we look forward to following those. And Mick Floyd from Sandown, he sent us a video, and we're going to show that of Ben and the lads on the catching pen tomorrow night. But Shona, thanks so much for your time. All the best going forward into the Melbourne Cup heats, and I look forward to seeing you on track Friday week with James Vandermaat at Sandown.
No worries, Dave. I look forward to seeing you then.
Good on you. Shona Thompson there. All right, speaking of Sandown, well, it's time to head to the Sandown media marvel, Mick Floyd. As I mentioned, Mick is going to be giving us a look at Ben Thompson and some of those greyhounds that the boys have bought on the catching pen tomorrow night. But we haven't been able to get hold of Mick. Okay. Now, Mick is going to let me know the fields of the heats. Hopefully, before we record the catching pen tomorrow, we'll be able to show you those eight Sandown Cup heats. The winner of each heat goes through to the TAB Melbourne Cup final. And, of course, the two second fastest dogs, they will be the reserves for the Melbourne Cup. All right. So I haven't been able to get Mick, but we'll talk to him soon. In the meantime, we're going to go to New Zealand. Yes, we're going to head across the Tasman now, ahead of the big cup week there. It's the Shaky Isles showpiece week of racing, with all three codes racing for the respective New Zealand Cups. Pete, good morning to you. On Thursday at Addington, the Group 1 New Zealand Greyhound Cup over 520 metres is going to be run, along with the Group 1 Galaxy over the 295 metres. Pete, champion trainers Gene and Dave Fahey have a remarkable four runners in the final.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. We had four semi-finals at Addington last Wednesday, and Dave and Gene qualified four runners from those semis. They own a remarkable record, you know, in this Group 1 race, Dave. They've trained seven of their last 11 New Zealand Cup winners. So, yeah, Dave and Gene, they're right in the mix again this year.
Yes, indeed. They've got Cactus Jack in one, He's All Power in five, Shantui in six, and a par with Timo in eight. Fantastic record. Their record in the New Zealand Cup is incredible, isn't it, Pete?
Look, any Group 1 race at the phase, line up a greyhound, and Dave, you just got to absolutely respect them. And they just recently brought up 100 group race training successes. So, you know, that just illustrates their training ability.
Look, despite the fact that Dave and Gene have got four runners in the New Zealand Greyhound Cup, I believe number two, Avenger Bale for Craig Roberts, is your tip.
Very, very smart, promising youngster there, Dave, Avenger Bale. Paul Wheeler, he sent four from the Fernando Bale, Langi Bale, little across the Tasman into the care of Craig Roberts. He qualified Avenger Bale. I mentioned those four semis held last Wednesday. Avenger Bale was easily the quickest of them. He ran the 5:20 and 30 flat, and that's very stylish for the Addington track. He's eight from eight over the 5:20 at Addington. He comes up with a tidy draw of box two. The only question mark I'd have over him, Dave, he is a very inexperienced greyhound, just 12 race day starts, but he's a very, very exciting talent.
Over the short course in the Group 1 Galaxy final, Swimming Goat, Wheelchair Norm. They're expected to fight it out, Pete?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. Of course, Swimming Goat won the Group 1 last year. Wheelchair Norm was checked in and was unplaced. Wheelchair Norm, he's been the form dog of the series so far. A very smart 16-94 for his heat win, backed up by a 17-10 semi-win last week. Swimming Goat, I spoke to Cullen Ware this morning. The greyhound, he believes, is now peaking. He's recently come back from a spell, and he's drawn the one. Very, very competitive. And also another one for Cullum, not to be overlooked, Custom Paint, jumping from the seven. A very strong greyhound, and he definitely likes the wide draws. But, yeah, it was Wheelchair Norm, Swimming Goat, and Custom Paint.
I believe you're just on your way to Auckland Airport to fly down to Christchurch. It's an amazing week, not only the greyhounds, the harness, which is actually bigger than the thoroughbreds, and the thoroughbreds at all racing for the New Zealand Cup. It really is the big one in New Zealand.
It's an amazing spectacle, Dave. Absolute quality race meetings for all three codes. Yes, the New Zealand Trotting Cup, $800,000 tomorrow afternoon at the Addington Raceway. Yeah, obviously Lazarus, he destroyed the field last year. He's in super form again this year. They move on to the Group 1, Copeland's Bakery Mile at Riccarton Park on Wednesday afternoon. We've got the big Greyhound meeting back at Addington Thursday afternoon, and then the New Zealand Thoroughbred Cup back at Riccarton on Saturday afternoon.
Fantastic, Pete. Well, look, as always, thanks for keeping us up to date in New Zealand. Enjoy Cup Week in beautiful Christchurch, and we'll chat to you next week.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you, Pete. Peter Fenimore there, Cozzy. And that wraps up Going Greyhounds. A very busy show today and another fantastic week coming up. The Catching Pen, we weren't on last week because of the Melbourne Cup Thoroughbred commitments we had at Sky Racing. But tomorrow evening, Sky Racing 2, 6:30, James Vandermart and I will be back. And that's not only a promise, Cozzy, that's a threat.
Ah, that's what we want. Good on you, Dave. Talk to you then.
Cheers.